remember from their persons who will still go within the old system at 55, and then their person who would have been part of the second system where their retirement age would have been at 60. It means therefore that we have to have the discussion as to the national retirement age if the civil servant is now going to still go at 60, or if the civil servant automatically goes to 61 if the national retirement age is 61, and if the civil servant will go up to 62 if the retirement age is 62, rather than having the gap like how we had it between 55 and 60. That information we are working on at this point in time, and we'd ask for you to listen, be a part of the deliberations and the discussions for us to, you know, how we deal with the transition. One of the areas I will be working with to enhance the tripartite consultation and conversation in the country to address all of these measures, you know, because these are employment practices. These issues are more on the side of the labor department in terms of level wage and or salary, and what time overtime clocks in, and what's the rate of overtime given where the person is within the system. And that's, I think, the National Insurance wants to be a driver and you know, a key player in this part, because everything that is not paid and is not reported accurately affects that employee at some point in time. And the effect of that is that it reduces, it has the potential to reduce the person's entitlement.